And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We are at halftime where our Vikings lead the Camden County Wildcats 38-7. As we recap the stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air, as we watch now the Camden County Wildcat Band finish up their performance here for their home crowd. Guys, a lot of activities going on around Lyons High School, and after football season, Chuck, we got basketball coming.
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone that we've got Lyons High School basketball, and need to tune in to thevikingvoice.com to listen to Steve Sains and Joe Stubbs do basketball for varsity men and women. And I don't know if has the schedule been put up yet.
I just got the schedule from one of the assistant coaches tonight, emailed to me. We'll get that updated on the website.
So we'll have that up on the website for you, and try to highlight some games maybe that they're going to do. We know they'll do all the region games and some here and there, but just tune into the Viking Voice and we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, we'll have a listen here link where you can listen on your smartphone, on your home computer, wherever you are. You'll be able to listen live to Lyons High basketball. We'll have it all for you at thevikingvoice.com. Beginning, I think, somewhere around December 8th, 9th, or somewhere, is the Charles Cooper Invitational that will begin. So that'll be in the early December. Be sure and go by our website, check out the schedule, and we'll have all of it for you right there on thevikingvoice.com. Did a plug for baseball, too, because that'll come in the spring.
Yeah,
you and I'll do that.
Yeah, we'll be around March. February. End of February, isn't it? Beginning of March.
Early February,
around there.
March.
Yep. So we'll have that for you as well right here on thevikingvoice.com. Here tonight, we are live at Camden County High School, where the Vikings lead 38-7 as the bands now make their way off the field. The buzzer says zero, and I know there'll be a three-minute warm-up period as the teams will come back out onto the field. The Vikings to our left, Camden also to our left, as they will get the ball to start the second half. A good swing there at the end of the half, as it looked like Camden was going to score seven. We bring it all the way down the other end of the field. We couldn't get the seven, but we did get the three. So a nice swing for us to go up 38-7 over the Camden County Wildcats.
And I was just going to go off some of the scoring updates I've had. Back in Valdosta, I believe Lee County is leading Valdosta 14-7 right now, late in the second quarter, halftime, somewhere along that area. And also, I haven't received an update from Colquitt lately, but I believe
28-13 at the half.
So that's your update?
Colquitt's up, yeah.
28-13, Colquitt over Tift County. Shaping up, now, I know we still have, 24 minutes of football here, and I'm sure they do there. But it's shaping up to be a barn burner to end the season coming up here at next Friday night at Martin Stadium. Also want to remind people that there are still some tickets available for that game if you get there early enough. The Colquitt Ticket Office, of course, tickets there. Ticket Office opens at 12:30 on Monday, and all reserved seats are $8. There are some on both sides of the stadium. One of the things that had been happening over the years is that there were no single game tickets on the home side, but there are some tickets available, home and visitor, and they are $8 in advance. If you wait to get them at the gate, they're $10.
And I'm not trying to look too far ahead, but I am really looking forward to that game. I know Taylor Biddle is really looking forward to that game, and they have to come to our house this year. Not the hog pen to protect them. They got to come to our house.
Yep, they will, and that's one of the things that we're excited about more than anything is this season, the way it's shaped up, to have Colquitt at home to end the season. I don't know if you could have drawn it up any better, guys.
No, I'm really looking forward to this last game of the season.
Well, let's take care of the next 24 minutes here because our defense, as we said, are really going to have to step up this game in order to get us ready and carry us into that next week undefeated against the Colquitt County Packers. But we got to take care of these next 24 minutes.
Yeah, we don't want to look too far ahead.
All right, guys, thank you again for joining us here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show as Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stubbs. We're on the air. Give the big guys a chance to take a break. I know it's a lot of work going throughout that entire game. I'll get you guys turned back up here. Wes, you've been over the years. You do halftime, and you'd have interviews and different things. And you guys, of course, Biddle with going down. Your boys aren't here today, but to get a chance to go and sit with your boys during the halftime, I know that's huge, and you get an opportunity to do that. At least take a break and get you guys ready for the second half.
Yeah, and I can't say enough about the halftime show that you guys do. It really allows Marty and myself time to go hang out with our family and put first what's number one, even on a night where we're away from them. So appreciate y'all and the Benefit Advisors for sponsoring that halftime report. Wes, you got to take a break tonight, too.
Well, I tell you what, and for years, it was pregame, the game, halftime, the game, and postgame.
Yeah.
And then it got to where, as Bill said, the on-air talent just showed up. And y'all stepped up, and Taylor, for, you know, up until this year, you were part of that halftime program, and I was able to put the mic down and get away and go sit down and relax and just kind of regroup a little bit and rest up. And it does give us a chance to think about the game and where we can improve them for the second half. And
okay, guys, ready to turn it over to you two for all the play-by-play action for the second half. Vikings leading 38-7. Let's keep pouring on the coal, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Of course, as a wise old man said, the least important thing in life was a score at halftime, and the two most important things for the football game was your first possession of the third quarter and your opponent's first possession. So we're going to find out what we can do on how we can stop our opponent's first possession. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Back deep again is Compton and Keaton. And that ball will sail into the end zone. It'll come out to the 20 where Camden will take over first and 10. They won the toss, elected to defer. Now they are we're going from left to right on your radio dial.
Something last week, Wes, that was so dominant for us. Our first couple possessions of the third quarter really set the tone for the second half. We need a three and out here quick and put some more points on the board and keep the pedal to the metal. You never want to go into half, get complacent and come out and get sloppy is what we're not looking for here.
Absolutely. Something you want to bear in mind is they tried to run a fake field goal and we were offsides. Then they come back and tried to a little flea flicker pass into the end zone, which we knocked down. Ryan Brooks gets it to the tailback, right up the middle, runs right into the teeth of those Vikings, and the official comes in and gives him 4 yards on the carry. So make it second and 6, just underway here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 38-7. It'll be...
Yeah, they're getting 3 right there, Wes. Going to be second and 7, and really running off that inside handoff to the left side there to clean it up for the Vikings.
Ball out in the middle of the field, and like I said, we need a three and out here just to start to set the tone. They send trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Ryan Brooks now puts a man in the slot, so he's got an empty backfield. Now he's got 3 to our side. Jet sweep comes around and cuts inside. Got a hole across the 35, the 30. He's up to the 35, the 40, the 45, and we hit him and bounce off of him. He's into Viking territory at the 49-yard line. Just not what we wanted to see to start this ball game.
Yeah, Gadsden's not going to be taken down on the jet sweep by the first contact. 6'2", 195-pound senior. He showed his ability to be explosive in the run game right there. Pick up a 28 yards on that play. They're into Viking territory.
Again, empty backfield, trips to the far side, single two receivers near side. They fake the jet sweep. Brooks looking downfield, got a man up. Gaston makes the catch. Inbounds down at the 15-yard line. And just that quick, Camden is threatening.
Yeah, really, once again, trying to get our linebacker matched up against their big receiver. Good play call there by the Wildcats. Tyson Shaw in on coverage there. His height advantage of Gadsden, really big over Shaw. Viking defense got a bend but not break right here.
Ball on the near hash mark. Ryan Brooks Bryant in the shotgun. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Play action. He keeps it right up the middle. We hit him as he crosses the 15 down to the 14-yard line. Give him a yard. It'll be second and 9 from there. Just trying something just a little bit different after those 2 long passes.
Yeah, I thought they might have tried to take a shot at the end zone there after that big play, that 34 yards on that last reception for Gadsden to get him inside the Viking red zone.
10:27 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 38-7. Pump action. He's looking. He tucks the ball, starts to run. He's got a hole, cuts back inside, gets inside to 5. It'll be first and goal. Well, let's see. I thought he got inside the five. The far official's coming up. It'll be right on the five.
Still probably going to be a first down. They do signal first down there. Quarterback looking for the end zone. Well covered by the Vikings secondary. Decided to tuck it and run and able to get it first and goal. Ball on the Viking 5-yard line.
Camden has taken the opening kickoff of this second half. Right down the field they go. They hit the receivers. I mean the running back as he crosses the five, get down to the four. Just inside the five. So it'll be second and goal from there.
Yeah, much like that goal line that we use with Gary Osby. Big guy running up the middle there. We filled the hole pretty good there. Going to bring up second and goal. Ball placed down just across the 5-yard line.
Davis in the backfield. 9:42 to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 38-7, but Camden is threatening with a second and goal at the 5. Trips to the near side. He rolls right. He's looking. Throws to the end zone, and we knock it away.
Once again, broken up by Tavon Kyle. That's his second breakup on the game. I think in the end zone there for the Vikings, pass intended on the out route to Gadsden, their big receiver.
And if Tavon gets a half a second on that one, we're looking at him going about 95 yards the other way with it.
Yeah, he made a good break on it, saw that the route was being on and out, and he undercut the route, able to get one hand on it, not able to bring down with a second.
This time, Brooke Bryan puts two receivers far side, two near side. Four-man front for our Vikings. He drops back. Here comes Russ. Little screen pass, and again, it's incomplete. They tried a little, looked like a little hitch route out here on the side. Taylor just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, they were running the screen again because we were bringing pressure out into the flat. And Tavon Kyle once again there to break it up. And looks like they'll be checking in the field goal unit with fourth and goal, ball on the 5. Again, they faked it a minute ago here. Better position here for them to fake it.
Yep.
See what they do.
Gerbhardt to attempt the field goal from the 12, be a 22-yard field goal, ball right in the middle of the field. There's a snap. It's down, and it's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Is now Vikings 38, Wildcats 10 after the 22-yard field goal, and they will kick off to our Vikings. And for all of your play-by-play action, back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Gibbard set to kick off. We're sending back Doshier and Travis Tisdale to the far side of the field.
Watch something crazy here. They kind of set up what appears to be an onside kick.
Looking for that little pooch kick. Again, he's looking. Steps. He does. He tries to pooch it, and he kicks it out of bounds.
Yeah, really just trying to pooch it over our offensive front there, and he really just kicked it about 5 yards deep out of bounds. And so I would think we probably would take the penalty there. Let's see, ball went out of bounds at the 45, maybe 46-yard line. They're going to say 48-yard line.
Guys, take the penalty, back it up 5. Do we have the option of taking it where it goes out?
Legal procedure declined. We're going to take it where it went out of bounds.
At the 47-yard line.
So let's go to Chuck Lawrence for Page Heating Air Drive Recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was 9 plays, went 76 yards. Tyler Gebhardt kicked a 22-yard field goal to make it 38-10. Vikings with 9:19 left in the third quarter.
Chuck Lawrence, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive Recap. Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply sideline update. Barrett in the shotgun. Ball first and 10. From our 47 on the near hash mark, he drops straight back. He's looking. Throws across the middle, looking for Tisdale. Hits the back of the defender in the head. And I'm not sure if we're not going to have pass interference.
We do have it, Wes, because the flag is out. It is pink and kind of in a bad angle for you to see there, brother. But flag does come out. Face guarding is not a penalty in high school no longer, so that must mean he got some contact there. Ball just bounced right off his head.
The question was whether it was going to be holding or pass interference because the contact was actually before the ball got there. The contact was when Tisdale broke free. The guy grabbed him from the back, had a handful of jersey. And honestly, that's a good play by the defender for the Camden County Wildcats because if he don't grab him and hold him there, Tisdale's wide open streaking down the middle of the field. So we'll take the penalty and keep the chains moving.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. And Taylor, how many coaches will tell you I'd rather have 15 than 6?
Yeah, absolutely. Marty, good call there. And Vikings going to get the ball moved down to the Wildcat 38.
Ball on the near hash mark. Again, Barrett with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. He's got Tisdale in the backfield. They're in a five-man front. Gives it to Tisdale right in the middle. Tisdale breaks by one man, two, still on his feet, turns and spins all the way down to the 31-yard line.
Yeah, rough tackle there, kind of slung down and hit hard there by the Camden County linebacker. And Tisdale's going to check out on the play. Does go off pretty easily on his own, but the big tackle there going to bring up second down and three.
J.D. Lee checks in. Again, we've got number 18, Ellis to the near side at wide receiver. Two receivers far side. He gives it to J.D. Lee. J.D. Lee passes off one man, two, hits that side, finds him a little crease, turns upfield, fights his way all the way down to about the 20-yard line.
J.D.'s ability to hit the hole and then get outside where there's open space is just a big advantage for the Viking running back. Able to hit it, bounce it outside, keep those big legs moving. Going to be first and 10 for the Vikings. Ball set down at the 20. J.D. Lee got us a good first down.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings rolling from right to left on your radio dial. First and 10 at the Camden Wildcat 20-yard line. Six-man front for the Wildcats. And Michael Barrett looks to the sidelines. Plenty of time on the play clock. 8:20 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 38-10. Changes the play. Drops back. Looks. Throws across the middle. And, Tavon Kyle slipped and fell at the 5-yard line. Pass incomplete.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle running that skinny post. And, man, was he so wide open. It wasn't even funny. Got behind the second level there. Just not able to set his feet and come back to the ball, or it would have been a touchdown.
Second and 10. 8:09 stops the clock with 8:09 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 38-10. We bring two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Second and 10 from the Camden 20-yard line. They're on our side of the field, heading from right to left on your radio dial. J.D. Lee in the backfield. Bring J.D. Lee in motion towards us to give trips. He looks, throws toward the corner in the end zone and cannot hook up with our intended receiver.
Yeah, trying to hit Tavon Kyle on a corner just as he crossed the end zone, and Michael Barrett took a pretty big shot there after he let that ball go, but it was just thrown out of the reach of Tavon Kyle. Going to bring up third down and 10 for the Vikings.
Would you say we're in four down territory?
No, I think you take the points here well within Musgrove's field of range here.
Ball in the middle of the field.
Be a 37-yarder at this point.
Brings trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Keeps J.D. Lee in the backfield with him. Again, he keeps it on the quarterback keeper, and Michael Barrett scampers to the outside, turns up, spins, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Barrett.
Yeah, quarterback draw the whole way, maybe trying to get us in good field position. 20-yard rushing touchdown by Michael Barrett, and his ability to shed tackles is just something that you don't find that often in high school football. He's so hard to bring down, and he proved it right there on the big 20-yard run.
Yeah, guys, I was just going to say, you're sitting here talking about a field goal, and you forget we got Michael Barrett.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will Talbert up over the ball. Joe Allman to hold. Musgrove lines it up. Kicks up, waiting for the officials. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Viking radio broadcast. We got 45-10, our Vikings leading over Camden, as we got 7:55 left in the third quarter. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff.
And Keaton and Campton back deep to receive for Camden. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. He approaches the football. Puts that foot into it. And that one will sail into the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the page heating and air drive. Recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was five plays, went 53 yards. Michael Barrett rushed 20 yards for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 45-10 Vikings with 7:55 left in the third quarter.
Chuck Lawrence, thank you for that page heating and air drive recap. Taylor, you're up by 35. If you can maintain this till the fourth quarter, you've got a running clock, then you can start subbing some and getting ready and But you still got seven, almost 8 minutes of football to go here in this third quarter.
We saw what happened against Parkview West, this kind of same scenario. We want to keep our pedal to the metal, never not take anything for granted here, but you're also right. You want to don't want to risk injury here this late in the game.
Brooks Bryan gives it to the up back. And that was Davis. Davis gets hit at the line of scrimmage, give him a yard out to the 21. It'll be second and nine from the 21. 7:43 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 45-10 against the Camden Wildcats.
Inside handoff there, running off that right side. Walker Schwab, Kadeem Bergman, some of those guys in there cleaning it up, forcing a second and long for the Wildcats.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a three-man front. Linebacker up tight. There's a whistle, and what do we have? Timeout Camden. With that, we'll take a 30-second break.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. After the Camden County timeout, our Vikings lead still 45-10. 7:21 left in the third quarter, and it is a second and nine for the Camden County Wildcats at their own 26-yard line. Or 21, sorry. Bad angle. There we go. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And Brooks Bryan puts a man in motion towards our side of the field. And that brings him back. That three-man front. There they go. Play action. He rolls right. There comes the blitz. Tries to pull it down, throws out. And the ball goes up and knocked away by number 22, and he was in man coverage with Barry Hill. But what a great job he did, as my buddy Taylor likes to say, showing his hops.
Yeah, Belcher in there on the pass breakup. Pass was intended for number one. Gadsden definitely had the size advantage over Belcher, and he just went up, really knocked it away. He was kind of in a bad position. Had his he was behind the receiver, but good pass breakup there by Belcher. Bring up third and long.
Brooks again. Well, the man in motion towards us stops him. He'll have twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Crossing pattern underneath, and they try the little bubble screens across the 20, the 25, the 30, the 30. Oh! Did he get hit? And that was Gaston, and Gaston took a blow at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Tyson Shaw coming across, really just running a drag route there by the receiver. Linebacker not able to get upfield and make the tackle. We do have a flag on the play, so we'll see. Flag's deep, kind of. Maybe in the roughing the passer area. But results of the play are down to the 36-yard line.
Holding against our Vikings. Okay.
I think that was a hand to the face, guys. I think when we got pressure on the quarterback, I think we hit him in the face. At least that's the indication the quarterback was saying to the coach, to his coaches over there. He was indicating they hit him in the face mask area. So I guess it must have just been a hands to the face.
Personal foul. Hands to the face. Going to take it out across midfield to the 49-yard line.
That's our 49. They're back in Viking territory. 7 minutes to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 45-10. Ball on the near hash mark. Camden left to right on your radio dial. Referee having run all the way back to the 10-yard line. Pick up his flag. Umpire standing over the football. You'll have three receivers near side, actually two wide outs and a guy in the slot. And a single receiver on the far side standing on the far hash mark. We're in a three-man front as we hit this seven-minute mark here in the third period, leading 45-10. Quarterback draw right up the middle, and he's going to scamper, get hit, but not before he gets a first down to our 38-yard line, and he came in a hurry.
Yeah, taking the jet sweep there. Very similar to what we see Valdosta do against us, running the quarterback up the middle. Got a little penetration there into the Viking secondary. Another first down for the Wildcats down at the Viking 38-yard line.
Brooks in the shotgun. This time he gives it to number one. That's Gaston over the left side. Look at the big man turn and run and get hit. He's got a first down as he crosses the 25 down to about the 21-yard line. And he has carried Camden here in the second half.
Yeah, a couple jet sweeps there in a row for Gadsden. Rushing tonight, he has over 50 yards now. We'll get you the exact yardage here in 1 second. 59.
First and 10 from our 22. Quick again, the quarterback keeps it turned. And now, I don't know what they're going to call, because it looked like Osby had all jersey.
Yeah, making a tackle. Might be a face mask being called there. Quarterback was running up the gut, and Osby reached his arm out trying to make the tackle, and he might have got a little bit of face mask, and that's exactly what happened.
And that was a five-yarder.
Yeah, so two penalties on this drive so far have been costly for the Vikings.
And that'll march it all the way down. To the 17-yard line.
Going to replay first down here. It's going to be first and five.
From the 17. Got a back on either side of him. Brian Brooks waits for the football. And he gives it to number 12 around the left side. He gets to the corner. He's got the first down, turned. And does he get into the end zone? No, they say he ran out of bounds at the three.
Yeah, just really busting the edge there, getting us some penetration on these jet sweeps. Flag comes in late on the play, but he did step out of bounds. They're staying at the three-yard line.
Guys, I believe that's going to be a dead ball there on one of their receivers. Had a little too much extracurricular. I think it was a verbal deal, but that's a dead ball penalty, so this will be first and goal, and they're going to be from about the 18-yard line.
On sportsmanlike conduct called against the Wildcats. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
And there comes the umpire with the football, and they'll take it all the way back out to the 17-yard line where, like I said, I believe it should. If they do what they're supposed to, it'll be first and goal. I mean, yeah, first and goal from the 17. And, yep, the referee catches it and says, okay. Huh.
Yeah, first and 10 is what they're calling it here, Wes.
It should be. It was a dead ball, but. Ball on the far hash mark. Again, the Canman quarterback. He asks for the ball. Gives it to 12 right up the middle. He's got a hole over the left side. Picks up about 3 yards down to about the 15 before we push him back.
Dekoff in there on the tackle for the Viking defensive line. But not after they pick up a few yards on the play. Going to be second down and 8 for the Wildcats. Ball's placed down at the 15-yard line.
We are at the 6-minute mark here in the third period, leading 45-10. Second and 8, the ball at the 15. Three trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Again, we're showing blitz off the corner. There we come. And he gets it out in the flats, and it's incomplete. But we had a man all in his face, jumped up to distract him as he was throwing that football.
Yeah, Jamari Hill coming off the pressure on that left side, able to jump up, kind of distract the quarterback. He was trying to throw it out here on an out route, and really just underthrew it. And I think that credit goes on that play to Hill disrupting the pass.
It will be third and 8. The ball still at the 15-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark over in front of our Viking bench. Camden going from left to right on your radio dial. Twins to the near side. Twins far side. We're in man coverage. Again, they try a little bubble screen underneath. They get a block. We get by one man, too. We hit him at the 10-yard line. So we'll give him a 5-yard pitch and catch. And it'll be fourth and about 3 from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, we got a timeout, something, and we got an official timeout, it appears. They just threw a screen out there. We were bringing pressure through the little tunnel screen again, but Viking defense stepped up. Sideline warning against Camden. So that's going to be a penalty. Yeah, that's going to be a penalty this time. He pointed towards Camden.
And they're marking the 5 yards off.
Yeah, so instead of fourth and 3, they're going to back it up, and it's going to be fourth and 8.
I tell you what, the coach said he is not, Coach Byers is not happy with that at all.
Marty mentioned it earlier in one of his sideline reports that the officials aren't playing when it comes to their field of working area, and it proves it right there with a costly fourth down penalty. Looks like they are going to be going for it, though.
They're bringing 3 receivers near side, single receiver far side. We need a stop right here, fellas. 5:12 to go here in the third, leading 45-10. We need a big stop right here. Quarterback drops back. He's looking. Got receivers crossing the net. Goes to the end zone. Got a man wide open, and it's out of play, and the ball goes over on down to our Vikings.
Yeah, running a fade route in the corner, trying to pick on Belcher once again. Belcher coming up big for the Vikings in the secondary. A ball overthrown just a touch, and the Vikings are going to hold Bend but not break, baby. Bend but not break.
Got an update from over in Colquitt. It is 28-20 Colquitt right now, late in the third.
Ooh. We'll come back brewing over there?
Could be. Could be. Our Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 15-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. We'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. 4:59 to go here in the third period. We need to get this ball out of territory.
Joe Allman checks in at quarterback for the Vikings.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Camden in the three-man front. Allman. And he gives it to Lee. Lee over the left side. Lee will pick up about 4 yards out up to the, about the 19-yard line where it will be second and six.
Viking offensive line getting good penetration that time. Opened a little bit of hole for J.D. And we'll take four. Every down, four every down gets you first downs all day long, guys.
It sure does. Bring two receivers to our side of the field, the home side of the field. Single receiver to the Viking side of the field. Allman in the shotgun. Camden trying to move their defense around. They go back to a four-man defensive front. Allman quickly throws out in flats. Catch made by Devon Collins across the 25. And he'll spin and he'll go down about the 28-yard line. That's enough for a first down.
Yeah, and that play doesn't happen right there without the pass from Allman. But he also just as much credit goes to Getty Brown out there. Lead blocking out front. Able to get Tavon Kyle open a little bit. And another first down for the Vikings. Everybody stays in bounds. Clock will start as soon as the change gets set.
And Brown and Tavon Kyle to the far side. Dexter Smith to the near side. Allman. Ball on the near hash mark. Oh, we move.
Yeah, receiver on the near side decided to jump a little bit early.
That was Dexter Smith.
Yeah, we're going to back us up 5 yards. So they're going to be first and 15. Got excited. Play must have been going to him.
Must have been.
Yeah,
must
he's getting excited.
Been.
I bet the play was going to him. Want to get a head start there. But first and 15 is going to be the result of that play.
Wind that clock inside. 4 minutes to go here in the third period. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Camden now to six-man front. Allman standing at the 19. Gives it. No, Joe Allman keeps it on the outside. He's across the 20 to 25, and they'll pull him down as he crosses the 30 up to about the 32-yard line, and gets us a manageable third down with about a third and eight from there.
Yeah, Joe Allman going to be the rusher that whole time there, running to the outside. Going to bring up second down after the penalty. Remember, replay the down after the penalty.
Thank y'all. Two receivers. That is Tavon Kyle and Getty Brown to the far side. Allman with J.D. Lee in the backfield. Pitches out to J.D. around the right side. J.D. cuts outside, looks, cuts back inside, runs right up in the teeth of that defense, but not before he picks up about 2 yards, maybe three, up to the 36-yard line where it'll be third and about three from there.
That quick little pitch right in the shotgun, trying to get Lee in space. Thought about going outside. Tavon was not able to seal the edge outside as his back was to Lee. Lee tried to cut it outside, then decided to come back inside. Going to check in Travis Tisdale for this third down and three.
Stevens checks in at wide receiver. Getty Brown comes all the way to our side of the field. 3 minutes to go here in the third. Leading 45-10. Allman looks, throws out. Catch made by Tisdale. Tisdale cuts back against the grain. He has the first down and gets across the 40 to 45. Out to, they say, at the 49-yard line.
We talk so much about Travis Tisdale's ability to run the ball, but equally impressive is his ability to catch it in space and get upfield. Huge first down there for the Vikings. Ball out to the 49-yard line. And that pass play, 13 yards on the pitch and catch for Travis Tisdale.
Joe Allman with J.D. Lee in the backfield. Dexter Smith back in, now wide receiver.
Tolbert checks in at the tight end position.
And they're going to line him up at the wideout, all the way out there. Nope, on this side. I'm sorry. Tolbert's right here on this side.
Actually, Tolbert is a guard here. Excuse me, a tackle.
And they're in a five-man front. They give it to J.D. Lee over the right side. J.D. bounces outside. It's across the 50 into Camden territory. Fights his way down to the 45-yard line. There's a big scrum down on the far side of the field. And that's where they'll stop his forward progress. Give him 6 yards on the carry. Second and four from the Camden 45 as we're at the two-minute mark here now in the third period, a leading 45-10.
Yeah, the up-tempo and really trying to score quick for the Viking offense has kind of settled down here. Want to milk the clock as much as we can. Get into this fourth quarter. Hopefully, if the score remains as is, be a running clock automatically. Joe Allman giving the play to the offense.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial again. Camden in a six-man front. He asks for the ball. Gives it to J.D. Lee over the right side. Got a big hole. He has a first down as it gets across the 40 down to the 39-yard line. That'll stop the clock now with a minute 36 to go here in the third period. And the Vikings leading 45-10.
We're making substitutions in the skill area, but we do have our starting offensive line in, and they're showing, making some big holes right there. J.D. Lee running off that right side. Able to get another first down, and more importantly, stays in bound inside the minute and 30 to go in the third quarter, clock running.
They're on the far side of the field. We keep running to the short side. See what Allman does here. He's got J.D. Lee to his left. Katie Brennan to Von Kyle to the short side of the field. Gets the play from Coach Mack, changes it. We're now at a minute 14 to go here. Four, looking at the play clock. 3, 2, 1. He takes it, gives it to... No, he keeps it on the quarterback, keeper up in the middle. And there goes Joe Allman, still on his feet as he crosses the 35, down to the 30, down to the 27-yard line. And Joe Allman, the sophomore quarterback, showing, hey, I got a little moxie myself. I can throw the ball and I can run it.
Do you hear that? We're pretty close to Waycross. That's a train whistle. And
is that
being,
what that is?
It's being brought by Joe Allman. He ran over the secondary defender there and able to get the big first down on the quarterback keeper. Tie ball game over in Moultrie, 28-28.
Two receivers far side. Joe Allman in the shotgun. Looks to the sidelines. There's 45 seconds on the game clock. 8 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. He calls for the ball. They give it to J.D. Lee over the right side. Look at J.D. Scamper. Runs, spins, turns, fights his way down around the 20-yard line. That's where they'll give his board progress down to the 21.
He does such a good job running in space. And initial contact, much like Barrett, is not going to bring J.D. down. Spins forward. Big pickup, 8 yards on the play. And that's going to be the...
end of the third quarter, fellas. We'll go to the fourth quarter, leading 45-10, and we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We head to the fourth quarter with the Vikings leading 45-10, and all indications should be that this would be a running clock. We'll check on that in just a minute as the Vikings hope to hold on here in the fourth quarter, now with a second and short. Now for all your play-by-play action, back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And it's second and two from Camden's 20-yard line. Vikings on the near hash mark going from left to right on your radio dial. Geddy Brown in motion to give it to him on the jet sweep. He cuts back inside, has a first down, still on his feet, turns and spins, fights his way down to about the 7-yard line, maybe the 8.
Yeah, once again, player came out of his shoes there. And big pickup on the play by Geddy Brown, showing patience with his lead blockers out in front of him. Going to be first and goal for the Vikings, 13 yards on the carry by Geddy Brown.
At the 8-yard line.
Tie ball game in Valdosta as well, 21-21.
Joe Allman with two receivers far side, single receiver near side. They show blitz off the corner. He turns to the sidelines and says, okay, coach. Again, he tells the offensive line what he wants to do. Play clock now down at 5, 4, 3, 2. And they snap it right, and he gives it to J.D. Lee over the right side into the end zone, and it's a touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, just a cakewalk into the end zone right there off that right side. Escavel and Oxford over there making a big hole for the Vikings, and J.D. Lee just walks right in the end zone. Vikings go 51-10, awaiting the extra point. New kicker here, too. Carlos checks in.
Joe Almond's, nope, got him. Yeah, that's Joe Allman to hold. These folks, these windows over here, they could use a little
Windex
on them, that's for sure. Carlos waiting on the snap. It's down. It's up. The officials say it's good. We'll take a 30 back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. After the extra point, the Vikings go up 52-10, waiting the extra point. Waiting on the kickoff now, as we'll send it back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And it's Keaton and Compton back deep to receive. Tyson Shaw waiting on the referee's whistle. And he gives it. He points to his right, points to his left. Everybody's set. And that kick sails into the end zone. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 11 plays, went 85 yards. J.D. Lee rushed 7 yards for a Viking touchdown. Brian Carlos kicked the PAT to make it 52-10 Vikings with 11:06 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence.
For that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
And clock is going to be running here.
And Camden, new quarterback. I'm trying to see if that is Gasden.
No, it's not.
It's not.
We got blue on blue again here tonight, much like Tipton, so we'll get you that name. 20.
They throw a little screen pass out, and the flash gets hit, spins, tens, and he still hit at the 20-yard line for a no gain.
Yeah, Josh Brown, the defender out there for the Vikings, trying to come up and make an open field tackle. Not able to wrap him up in the backfield. They're going to fall forward for a 1 yard gain. And got a little mass substitution going on up front as well. Starting defensive line runs off. We bring in some second team guys, getting a little varsity action.
Brown gives the ball to the running back around the left side. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose a yard back to the 19, so it'll be third and 11.
Antonio Camargo there, really sealing the edge on the speed sweep there. Going to be a loss on the play. Back him up to that third and 11 here for the Camden County Wildcats. Camargo doing a good job getting penetration and stopping the edge there.
Third and 11, the ball back at the Camden 19. Brown in the shotgun for the Blue Cats. They got two receivers near side, two far side. Pump fake looks, trying to get a man open, wide open down the field. Some pushing and shoving, but he overthrows the intended receiver, and that'll be third and 11. And you wonder, nope, Coach Byer says, I will punt.
Yeah, running a stop and go right there, trying to get a pump fake and get our DB out of position. Number 25 for the Vikings, Sean Martin, not having any of it. Running stride for stride with the Camden defender there. Ball overthrown just a touch, but yeah, there's a little bit of contact there. No call by the official, forced a Camden punt.
Punter standing back at the 5. And we make... the ball's on the ground, and I think Camden may have fallen on it.
Yeah, it must have punt there, and Camden's going to fall on it. And they're going to have first and 10 placed down at the 49-yard line, their own 49-yard line. So, like that, our defense comes in, gets a 3 and out, and are forced to run back out there on the field after a muff punt. Astros are winning 3-0 after 5 for all of you baseball fans.
8:28 to go. Clock running. First and 10, Camden, from their own 49-yard line. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Brown in at quarterback. He gives it to the up back, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And he springs forward for about a yard out to the 50. Be second and 9 from there.
New running back for the Wildcats, number 8, Gary Brewington. Running off that right side, a little inside handoff there. Does pick up 1 on the play. Clock continues to run.
2 receivers near side, 2 far side. Vikings in a 3-man front. Brown in the shotgun for Camden. He drops straight back, throws across the middle. The receiver made the catch at our 45-yard line. But he almost had it taken away from him.
Yeah, a little 5-yard curl right there. Good job by Brown getting him the ball. Good catch right there. Still short of the first down. Third and 4 is what they're calling it. Ball at the Vikings 45-yard line. going to probably be close to the 7-minute mark here at the snap.
Again, Brown looks at our Viking defense. We're in a straight three-man front. Gives it to the up back. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and it looked like, I'll tell you what, reminiscent of a little bit of rodeo action out there where you were bulldogging a steer because he grabbed you around the shoulder pad, turned him, and put his hip to him and flipped him on the ground.
Yeah, the read option right there. Do I give it? Do I keep it? Made the wrong call there because we were right there almost taking the handoff. We were able to jump on the tackle at the last minute, fourth down for the Wildcats, and they're going to take a timeout. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one with them. Vikings lead 52-10. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. We are in the fourth quarter here at Camden County. Our Vikings lead 52-10. Let's go down to the sideline with Marty Rogers.
Guys, one of the great things about having a running clock in the fourth quarter, something that we've been able to do a bunch this year, is we get to let the young guys play. Don't tell them that the score is out of reach. They're out there giving it their all. The coaches are coaching just like it's a tie ball game, and the starters are up here encouraging them, coaching them as well. Tyson Shaw earlier giving one of the linebackers some instruction. That's what I love to see, and that is valuable experience for the future, and this is a great thing for our young Vikings.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Camden to punt. High and over end punt. We signal fair catch. We take it back at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, Drossier right there put his heels on the 10, decided to take one step back to make that fair catch, and going to take over for the Vikings on the 9-yard line. Clock is still running. Running clock again, 6:25 to go.
Vikings will go to 9-0 on the year. Out of those 9 wins, 7 of them will have consisted of a running clock, which probably will be a record for a high school football team in the regular season. That would be something Andy Rogers will look up for us and find out.
All right, Allman still in at quarterback.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Ball on the far side of the field. That gets everybody set. Calls for the ball. And he keeps it. And look at Joe Allman as he gets across the 15, almost up to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, his running ability is pretty good, showing his speed there on the keeper. Going to be just short of the first down, real close to that first down. They're going to call it second down and one. Joe Allman doing a good job running with some space.
Young man can throw the ball, and he can run. Again, he looks to the sidelines. He's got two Vikings to the far side of the field, two to the Camden side of the field. Gets to the running back over the left side. Spins. He has the first down as he fights his way out close to the 25-yard line. I'm going to try to get a number for you.
25 right there on the carry for the Vikings. That is Sean Martin. Running off the right side there, a little inside handoff. Good job keeping his feet moving, getting upfield for the first down. We have a final. Coffee beat Northside 14-12. What a Region 1 6A action there.
That will turn a few heads. 4:20 to go here in the contest. Vikings leading 52-10. Allman just taking as much time as he possibly can. Plenty of time on the play clock. Down to 10 seconds. Everybody gets their space. He calls for the ball. Again to the running back. Over the, he starts left, comes back right, jumps in a hole. Started into the A gap, goes back into the B gap, and he'll pick up, 2, maybe 3 yards up to about the 29-yard line.
Yeah, trying to show some dancing abilities in the backfield, trying to get behind that opening over there. And good positive yards on the play by Martin. Second down and manageable here. Yep. Clock continues to run.
Second and 6, giving 4 yards on that carry. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Leading 52-10 with 3:40 to go here in the contest.
Does appear that Camden has done some substituting as well. Camden.
Allman calls for the ball. He keeps quarterback keeper. And he fights his way across the 35 up to the 36. He'll have the first down and doing just what Coach Mack wants him to do. We don't need to put any more points on the board. Just want to run his clock out as we head toward the three-minute mark.
Yeah, Tiff just took the lead over in Moultrie, 35-28 with 6:22 left to go in that ball game. So we got a barn burner in Moultrie. Last report, we had a barn burner in Valdosta as well. Got a pretty big lead here in Kings and for the Vikings.
And waiting on Almond. Almond again throws out. Little screen pass. Oh!
Backwards. Backwards. Yeah, we threw a lateral and we fumbled it and threw it back a little bit. Going to be a huge loss in the play here.
I thought it was trying to maybe forward, but the official said no, immediately signaled backward pass. And that guy's not, they don't normally see things like that, so this is going to be a learning experience.
Yeah, threw it out there in the flats, and receiver kind of behind him, and he kind of hit off his leg or his hands or something and pushed it way back. And defender really didn't recognize that it was a lateral. Receiver did, picked it up and ran backwards. We're going to get second down and forever here. Get you the yardage in 1 second.
See what Almond does. See what coach has got dialed up here. Clock is at the two-minute mark. He's just going to let as much time go as he can. As my buddy Tom Odom used to say, it is second and a taxi ride.
Second and 36 is what they're calling it.
And there's whistles. And delay a game on our Vikings.
Yeah, inside the 1 minute and 40-second mark, delay a game by the Vikings. Going to back them up half the distance here. Just heard that Valdosta did tie it up with a pick six over in Valdosta. Clock going to be at 1:30.
Second and 41. 15 seconds to go on the clock, on the play clock, that is. Minute 20 on the game clock.
We're good over here. One scoreboard went dead.
Almond
still working.
On the keeper, gets across the 10. Still on his feet across. He's got about the 12-yard line. Well, it will be third and about 38.
Yeah, got it out to the 12.
We're inside 1 minute to go.
We're substituting offensive lineman in there too.
Going to have to run one play, fellas. One play.
Inside 35 seconds.
Play clock at 15. There's about 15 seconds difference between the play clock and the game clock. Almond picks it up, and he fumbles, and he falls on it just across the 10-yard line. But that will be the last play of the ball game, folks. It'll be fourth down, but it won't matter. We won't have to run a play. Our Vikings go to 9-0 on the year, 7 running clocks, and 52-10, our Vikings win.
All right, we're going to take a three-minute break here in Kingston, Georgia. We'll be right back to wrap this game up after this three-minute break. And welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box here in Kingston, Georgia. We are in the Cass Birch post-game report. Vikings do come out victorious 52-10.
Only on one scoreboard.
Yeah, the other one, one went out, so we only got one, and that didn't have a score up. Thank goodness we've got our stat program here.
Yeah, I was going to say we'll have Marty interrupt here in just a little while with Coach McPherson. He'll have some of the players as well. But it looks like this. Lowndes tonight, 52-10 winners. 26 first downs, while Camden County 18. We rushed 36 times for 328 yards, while Camden County 28 times for 126. Passing yards, Lowndes 268 yards, Camden 235. For total plays, 58 for 361 for Camden, 51 plays for 596 yards for the Vikings. Michael Barrett had another good night, 11 of 15, no interceptions. Their quarterbacks were 17 of 30. They did throw the one interception, and that stopped a score, too, right down there at the end.
Go ahead, guys. I got Coach Mack here. Just got through talking to his team. Coach Mack, you said before the game,
the main goal was to get better tonight. I think it's safe to say your team did.
I think so, yeah. We have definitely played good. I think we played better than last week.
Coach, your team scored on its first five possessions. You had over 500 yards offense. Just can't say enough about this offense, and it seems like it's somebody different every night, every play. Just you got so many weapons.
Very proud of the kids. You know, the coaches had a good game plan as well. We executed very well tonight in all three phases.
Coach, defensively, you gave up some yards tonight, but you only gave up 10 points. You talk to us a little bit about the mindset there. When they get down inside that 20, our defense toughened up. It seemed like every time tonight.
They did. They kept playing hard, you know. Camden's got some really good skill players. You know, I knew they were going to make some plays.
Of course, obviously, tonight's over with, and I heard you just mention to your team, it's enjoy this win, enjoy this victory. They deserve it. But you got a big one next week. I know you're already I know the kids are probably already starting to think about that one, even though this game's been over for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. We, it's going to be a huge game at Martin Stadium next week, and we will be ready.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview. I know you want to get some players as well. I think it just got tied up over there in Colquitt, 35-35. Some time left on that clock as well, too.
Guys, I am standing here with one of our Deloach Body Works Impact players tonight, Travis Tisdale. Travis had 114 yards receiving, another 56 rushing on the heels of a great game last week. Travis, talk to us a little about the performance of your offense tonight, 52 points again against a good Camden defense.
My team's just coming through, not giving up. We staying focused, and we have a big chance of going to state this year, so we're after that.
Travis, talk to us a little bit about that second play there tonight. We got about a 7-yard gain on first play, and then we hit you on the swing pass, and you made one cut and had nothing but green grass. I know that had to have been pretty exciting. Just what kind of walk us through that play, and what was your thoughts?
I know when Tavon had a good block, I knew I was going to score, and I'm just glad he held on for me, and I had it one cut, and I had to score.
Absolutely. Of course, just heard Coach Mack tell y'all to enjoy this one, but got a big one next week. I know y'all are ready for the Colquitt County Packers.
Yes, sir. We're ready for it. And we got a chance to win Reason this year, so we're ready for that. That's going to be a good game.
Absolutely, Travis. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works players interview as well. Well-spoken young man, Travis Tisdale. Bill, you want to wrap up this set?
Okay, I got one more guy here, hopefully, guys. I hate to interrupt you, but I am standing here with another outstanding young man, another Deloach Body Works Impact player tonight, Mr. Tavon Kyle. Had 140-something yards receiving, I believe, on 5 catches, 2 touchdowns. Good night, Tavon.
Yes, sir.
I know that 52 points again, just talking to Travis. This offense seems to be clicking, seems to be rolling. It seems to be like somebody else every night, or you just never know who it is going to step up with so many players that can score every time they touch the ball. It's got to be exciting to be a part of that.
Yes, sir. It's always a good thing to have several weapons. I mean, you can't just depend on one person because things might not go well one night, and you got to have somebody else to step up and play.
Absolutely. And, of course, you flip over and play some on the other side of the ball, too, and notice tonight a couple times I thought you were going to get a pick. You got your hands on a couple of them down there near the goal line. Talk to us a little about that. You know, how difficult is it to play offense all night long or sit on the sidelines and have to jump in there and cover some great receivers like Camden has and the young man that we played against last week. But talk to us a little bit about how difficult that is and how much fun that is to be able to get on both sides of the ball.
I mean, it's a lot of work making that transition from wide receiver to corner. But a lot of things that you see from the wide receiver perspective, you see it at a corner. I mean, you know what they're going to do half the time because you know what they do to get open and stuff like that. But, I mean, it can be difficult at the times, but overall, it's pretty nice.
Tavon, you got a big one next week. I know you're already excited about that one.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, we'll see you there Friday night. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works player interview as well. Bill, you were going over the stats. You want to finish those up?
Yeah, I was just finishing those up. Of course, Lowndes, we fumbled once, and I think we lost that too. But nonetheless, we controlled the ball well all night long. On the box score, it looks like this. Lowndes scored 22 in the first, 16 in the second, 7 in the third, 7 in the fourth for 52 points, while Camden County, none in the first, 7 in the second, 3 in the third, none in the fourth for their 10 points. Michael Barrett led the way on the ground, 8 rushes for 141 yards. You got to give credit, though, to Travis Tisdale, also with 56 yards. J.D. Lee with 82 yards on the night, just able to spread the ball around. Receiving, it was Tavon Kyle, 5 catches, 129 yards. Travis Tisdale with 114 yards.
and a great night again by these Lowndes High Vikings. Thanks to Page Heating and Air for their drive and stat recap of tonight's game.
Thanks, Bill O. Wrapping that up for us here in the Cass Birch post-game report. I want to remind everybody that tickets for next week will go on sale Monday at the ticket office at 12:30. I believe you can also pick those up at the Touchdown Club meeting as well. $8 for all reserved seat, availability on both sides of the stadium, home and visitors. At the gate, it will be $10, so get those early so you can get a little bit of a discount.
And better off if you've got your season ticket package. It's the last ticket in the book.
That's right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, guys, you want to wrap this
up? Yeah, I was going to say, Taylor, your final thoughts tonight?
Yeah, I was really, really pleased with where our defense played tonight. Came out, even though we gave up some yards, they really in the final category that it really matters, did really well. Again, offensively, we continue to average over 50 yards or 50 points a game, and that showed again tonight. Offensively, got to clean up the one turnover on that muff punt. Was some B-team guys in there, but anyway, you know, really pleased with the outcome of tonight's game, and I thought we played really well on both sides of the ball. We traveled really well tonight. That's one thing you worry about is our ability to travel, and this win tonight does secure us a home playoff game. So, you know, that's good. That's good for us, and it really sets up a really big game at Martin Stadium against the Coffee County Packers, who are in a dogfight at the moment against Tiff. But I was really pleased at all facets of the game, offense, defense, and special teams tonight.
And, Taylor, speaking of that dogfight with I'm sure it's less than that now, but it was 35-all with only about a couple of minutes to go in the ball game.
Yeah, so, yeah, tie that thing up as Tiff County is not going to go gently into that good night. I'm telling you, they were down, but they battled back tremendously. Marty, your final thoughts.
I echo what Taylor said. It was a great night for the Vikings. You know, we talked in pregame about was this going to be a trap game? How would we respond? What would we come out with? And I mentioned senior leadership, and I have to point to that. The senior leadership's not going to let that happen with this team. This team was ready tonight. We came out firing, scored on the second play. This team is impressive, and I'm truly just honored to be able to watch them each and every Friday night. And we had a great game plan tonight. I thought we called a great game. Give the coaches credit. Thought the kids executed it. I thought they had a lot of fire. I thought they really came out and just played well in all facets of the game. The young guys got in. I thought they did a good job, too, controlling the clock, moving the football. Very, very proud of the Vikings. Now, Coach Mack did just talk to his team and said, hey, enjoy this one. But come Sunday, come ready to work. And it's a big game next Friday night. I heard y'all just talking about tickets. We need the Viking Nation there. We need to pack that stadium out. We need to get behind these guys. Need to be yelling every time Colquitt's got the ball. We need to help them every way we can because they certainly are giving us a great product on the field to watch. And this is a special year, and we got to keep it rolling.
Yeah, we do, and I'm excited about this upcoming game again Friday night as we will take on the Colquitt County Packers. And we don't know what's going to happen with them right now. Of course, last we heard, we're tied with Tiff County. You know, they could lose a game and be coming in really, really fired up, ready to win a football game. And sometimes that's the most dangerous team to come in. So we'll just have to see what it looks like. Impressed with the Vikings tonight, Wes. They seemed to do whatever they needed to do. Maybe weren't as sharp as they were. I think, you know, heard Coach Mack say he thought he played as well or better than last week. But I don't think it looked as sharp. But even when it wasn't, they still played very, very well.
Yes, they did.
Your final thoughts, Wes?
Well, the final thoughts is don't forget the meal Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Tell everybody about it.
The meal Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. It's the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Come out and see it live. I know it's going to be right before Halloween. I said Thanksgiving. Before Halloween, we will take that week off of Halloween. But, you know, we got a big game to talk about. The win here tonight, 52-10, and the game that we're going to see next Friday night against the Colquitt County Packers. 7 o'clock. Live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games.
Bill, as I said before we started, when I was down on the field with the players, it was like, hey, we've got something to prove tonight. We thought we should have dominated last week. We didn't. We need to come out. And what concerned me was we have given up some big pass plays. We did that early in the first half. Coach Slack made some adjustments. We didn't see that so much in the second half. And the guys really played well, especially when we got into the second half. They were ready to play and ready to do what needed to be done. So hats off to our Vikings. 9-0 on the year. They go 52-10. Seven of those nine wins were a running clock, and you got to say hats off to that, too, because we've got a football team.
We do. Well, Wes, for all of us at TheVikingVoice.com, I want to thank you for joining us here tonight on 99.5 Kicks Country. Again, be sure and join us Tuesday live from the mill at 7 o'clock right here on 99.5 Kicks Country and live at the mill. And for all of us here, Wes, there's only one last thing to say. It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Sam, produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Vikings win 52-10. Good night, Lowndes County.